Tonight we pay tribute to the Arctic Monkeys.
The mirror's image tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, 'cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes. Decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Somewhere darker, talking the same passion. I need a partner. Well, are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I get through the gears, incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high?
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside a live performance from a local artist. This week we're paying tribute to the Arctic Monkeys, and my very special guests, Dead Rooster, will be performing live later in the show. They'll be performing the number one hit Monkeys track you heard just right there, Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High. You can give your thoughts throughout the show by texting us on 07797 800 716. That's 07797 800 716, or tweeting us at SirenFM. When I thought to myself that I wanted to pay tribute to a modern legend here on Siren FM, the Arctic Monkeys were the first band that came to mind. With the fastest selling debut album in British history, a Mercury Prize, along with twice headlining Glastonbury, the Arctic Monkeys are well on their way to being one of the biggest selling bands of all time. We're going to head back to the start of their career now, kicking things off with their first major hit. In 2006, their debut album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, would be released, and from it would come a flurry of instantly iconic Monkeys tracks. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. We're here till 10 p.m. and this is I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor.
What it is that surprises me is that I don't really want.
ranked at number 7 on NME's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. The track sold more copies in its opening week than the entire top 20 combined. The lyrics, Dancing Like a Robot from 1984, refer to John McClure, who in 2001 formed the band Juden Suki, which included Alex Turner, who he'd met on a bus, of all places. Not long after, Turner formed the Arctic Monkeys. The two later became flatmates, and John McClure later achieved his own success on the UK charts with his band Reverend and the Makers. John McClure is known for his questionable dance moves, and that's exactly where that lyric comes from. Guitarist James Cook spoke to Q magazine in 2008 about the album title, and he said, "I think it's a lot about the band's home city, Sheffield. Right honest people and that. And I think people respect that. But the funny thing is, we got a bit of a hammering on the internet forums about the title. I've got to say, that is the best way. This is the best band for me to quote. Because with an accent like mine, it's so easy to quote someone who's from Yorkshire." The song would hit number one in the UK and get eyes on the band like never before. We're paying tribute to the Arctic Monkeys tonight for Legends on Siren FM, and we're sticking with their debut album next. But first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716.
Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk.
Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
Just search for Siren FM.
Have your voice heard on your community radio station.
Siren 107.3 FM.
So who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She don't do major credit cards, I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. And I've seen him with girls of the night, and he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright, cause he's a scumbag, don't you know? I said he's a scumbag, don't you know? I'm sorry, love, I'll have to turn you down. Oh, we must be up to summer. What are the chances? Sure, it's more than likely. I've got a feeling in my stomach. I start to wonder what his story might be. What his story might be. Yeah, cause they said it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they said it changes when the sun goes down. And they said it changes when the sun goes down. Around here, around. Fort Monteo, isn't he Mr. Inconspicuous? And he don't even have to say oh. She's in a stance ready to get picked up. Bet she's delighted when she sees him pulling in and giving her the eye. Because she must be fucking freezing. Scantily clad beneath the clear night sky. Just up in the winter knowing. They said it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they said it changes when the sun goes down. And they said it changes when the sun goes down. Around here. They said it changes when the sun goes down. Over the river going out of town. And they said it changes when the sun goes down. Around here. Around here. Oh. And what a scummy man.
Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. I hope you're not involved at all.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station, and we're paying tribute to the Arctic Monkeys here tonight for Legends on Siren FM. The track would become the Arctic Monkeys' second successive number one single in the UK. The chart success almost went by another name, however, as the original working title for the track was Scummy, presumably after the What a Scummy Man lyric. The song tackled the high talking point topic of prostitution in the Neepsend district in Sheffield, the city that the band grew up in. The lyrics would inspire the short film Scummy Man, released by the label their label Domino Records, something that I think sounds quite interesting actually, and maybe worth checking out. It's the 13th of February tomorrow, and many of you will be... It's the 13th of February today, sorry, and tomorrow many of you will be out celebrating Valentine's Day. So let's see if there's any romance around here. Yes, it's a little bit of the Arctic Monkeys' 2006 hit, A Certain Romance. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM.
Cannot get angry in the same way. No, not in the same way.
listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. It's madness here tonight. Well, actually, no, it's not madness, it's Arctic Monkeys. But we are paying tribute to the Arctic Monkeys here tonight for Legends on Siren FM. And I am joined by one of the top bands in Lincolnshire. It's Dead Rooster. Gather round the mics, guys.
Alright, how are we doing?
So, you folks are here to talk all about you're here to perform later on in the show. Are you looking forward to it?
We are. Yeah, hopefully.
Ready to go.
So you guys are my first full band that we have had here in the studio. So it's taken a little bit of setting up. We're still finding our feet, but I think it's going to go down really well.
Yeah, bear with us. Yeah.
So what song are you going to be performing live later in the show?
We are going to be playing Why Don't You Call Me When You're High by Arctic Monkeys.
By Arctic Monkeys.
Of course.
Well, of course it's going to be the Arctic Monkeys.
The Legends.
We will talk to you more later in the show about what you've got coming up as a band as well. But we are paying tribute to the Arctic Monkeys, as I say, this evening for Legends on Siren FM. And we have to round off their debut album with an all-time classic. This is Mardy Bum.
It's like looking down the barrel of a gun and it goes off. And how come all these words? Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer. It's one verse. Laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got a face on. The one that I can't bear, well, can't we just laugh and joke around? Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry I was late, but I missed the train. To get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
Although Mardy Bum was never released as a single, it did chart on the UK Indie Board at number 17. However, this classic Arctic Monkeys track quickly became a live crowd favourite. In recent years, it has been used sparingly as a part of their regular set, including a beautiful violin-supported version at Glastonbury 2013. This has always been personally one of my favourite tracks, and when I I was lucky enough to see the Arctic Monkeys live at Leeds Festival in 2014. They surprisingly pulled it out of the bag for 60 seconds or so as part of a medley, and it absolutely made my weekend. By 2007, the Arctic Monkeys had lost a member, their original bassist, Andy Nicholson. However, they would power on to their second album, Favourite Worst Nightmare. And there's a bit of trivia with this next track. What popular UK sitcom used this song on their soundtrack? Let us know. Text in at 07797 800 716. That's 07797 800 716. And this is Fluorescent Adolescent.
You used to get it in your fishnets, now you only get it in your nightdress. Discard all the naughty nights for niceness, landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing's in the pity of the past though. A bloody memory's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. But as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips, remember when the boys were all electric? Now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental, said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman had to be gentle. Was it a mecha dubber or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. But as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you took a left off last lap lane, just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took a left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're not coming back.
Hi, this is Peanut from Kaiser Chiefs.
This is Whitey from Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm Arnie.
I'm Freddie. We're the Vaccines.
Hey everybody, this is Zane Lowe and you're listening to Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM.
Siren 107.3.
Hey, this is Gary from Pendulum. Check out Siren FM 107.3.
Friend's talking to me, but it's alright, she's saying that he's not gonna slap me or try to attack me, he's not the jealous type, and I only need to get half an excuse and I'm away, but when there's no excuses, that's much easier to say. I've been before, and all these capers make us too good for her to ignore, so she's talking, but I'm not entirely sure. We'll no excuse.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are legends on Siren FM. Tonight we're paying tribute to the Arctic Monkeys. We hope you're enjoying the show. And that first song that we played there was Fluorescent Adolescent. And the lyrics of this track are co-credited to Joanna Bennett, Alex Turner's ex-girlfriend. The song's roots lie in a Mediterranean holiday that Turner and Bennett took together, which they were reminiscing about characters they knew at school. He recalls in the Times magazine in 2007, it started off as a joke. Then we were like, here's another verse. We were having a laugh and some of the lines were hers. I couldn't have not credited her, so it was just right, really. Before the song, I asked you which popular sitcom it features heavily on the soundtrack of. And did you get it right? Of course, it was The Inbetweeners. You may have known that, but did you know that the song's music video was directed by none other than comedian Richard Ayoade? Not only is he the helm of the Crystal Maze, but he's also the director of the Arctic Monkeys Live at the Apollo DVD too. But now, it's time for the one you've all been waiting for, performing live in the studio. It's Woo. Dead Rooster with Yay. Why Do You Only Call Woo. Me When You're High?
Image tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, cause you're not by my side. And as I arrive, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes, decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Well, it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls, and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Somewhere darker, talking the same tribe. I need a partner. Are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I go through the gears, incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Well, it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Well, I'll see you again, wonder if I might. Sort of feels like I'm running out of time. Haven't found what I've been hoping to find. Said you gotta be up in the morning, gonna have an early night, and you're starting to bore me, baby. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Why'd you only phone me when you're high? Baby, why'd you only phone me when you're high? Baby, why'd you only phone me when you're high? Baby, why'd you only phone me when you're
jazz, rock, dance, and all your other musical needs on Siren FM.
Outside the cafe by the cracker factory, you were practicing a magic trick, and my thoughts got rude as you talked and chewed on the last of your pick and mix. Said you're mistaken if you're thinking that I am been called cold before, as you bit into your strawberry lips.
our pastimes consisted of the strange and twisted and deranged, and I loved that little game you had called crying lightning, and how you liked to aggravate the ice cream man on rainy afternoons. Little game you had called
exclusive first radio play on Zane Lowe's Radio 1 show. The single was then made available digitally via iTunes from midnight that night to beat off a bit of privacy. The frontman Alex Turner told Lowe that this was deemed the best signifier of the record. It was a favourite during recording. Lowe went on to describe it as an unconventional pop song. Turner agreed, saying, "It's quite strange as far as a pop song goes, the arrangement." And yes, for those wondering at home, the album Humbug was named after the popular confectionery sweet. After Suck It and See, though, the Arctic Monkeys would not release another album for 4 years. But we're going to hear a little bit more of that in a little bit, because I am joined now in the studio by the guys that just performed a fantastic cover of Why Do You Only Call Me When You're High. It's Dead Rooster. How are you doing, guys?
Hey, hey.
Hey.
So how did you feel that the... I love that. Everyone does it. How are you doing, guys?
Hey.
How do you feel that it went?
Fantastic.
Well, all right, we're good, yeah.
I think it went brilliant, and we're getting loads of messages in. I know that you guys have been saying your phones have been ringing off the hooks.
So yeah,
I'll check through the messages.
Here's a text, anyone listening.
Not my phone, but...
Remember, it's 07797 800 716. If you want to send a message, I'll check those during the next song. But, guys, why do you feel that the Arctic Monkeys deserve to be classed as music legends?
Brought rock and roll back from the dead.
So, guys, you are one of Lincoln's top new bands, and what have you got coming up?
Well, we've just finished Sheffield, actually, speaking of Arctic Monkeys.
Ah.
We went out afterwards, non-stop Arctic Monkeys everywhere we went, wasn't it? It
was just every bar.
We went to one bar as well.
I forgot.
It was good.
You forgot that, you can't remember anything.
Yeah, good. I reckon Sheffield. Yeah, West Street Live, wasn't it?
West Street Live.
Put us on. It's a good gig.
Good gig, yeah. A few people turned up.
Reckon we're on Tap and Spile next, aren't we, lads?
Yeah, on the Tap 10th of March. 10th of March, Tap and Spile, and then we're in the Rogue Saint after
on
that.
The 31st of March.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if people want to find out more about you, do you have a YouTube channel?
Yeah, YouTube, channels? Yeah. Yeah, Dead Rooster on YouTube, and we're on Facebook. Find us on there. There's some videos on there, some good photos.
And if you're really trying to find us, we'll probably be in a pub somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. The Swan, that's where we'll be.
Yeah, we've got some autographs. Oh,
you can't beat the good old local Swan. So what's the big dream, guys? Where do you want to be in, say, 5-10 years?
To make enough money to have a good shop off music, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Buy some food.
Where the Arctic Monkeys are now.
Exactly what I was going to say. Exactly. Well, yeah,
the dream is to be on a private jet flying over the Atlantic, surrounded by birds. But I don't think that's going to happen. So the realistic dream is to be able to fund ourselves, live off music. That's right. Really.
We just like playing music. It'd be nice to be able to just do that. It's what we're all about. It's what we've been about for a long time as well. We've been playing together for quite a while now. A couple of years. Too long.
I think it's brilliant that you guys seem to represent what is the classic rock and roll style of band. And we'll tell everyone a bit more about you at the end of today's show. But coming up, as I said before, the Arctic Monkeys would not release another album for 4 years. Then in 2013, two letters came to prominence that as a breakfast presenter I'm all too used to seeing with the release of AM and its lead single, Do I Wanna Know.
Hey everybody, this is Zane Lowe and you're listening to Siren FM 107.3 in Lincoln.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summer in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? There's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hoping that you'd stay. Saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. Here I feel, cause I always knew. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. Have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried and to kiss you. I don't know if you feel the same. I do, but we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
I have to see you go.
We're sort of hoping that you'd stay.
Didn't we both know
that the nights were made?
Crawling back to you.
Never thought of calling when
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Do I Want to Know the Arctic Monkeys? We're paying tribute to them here tonight. Four legends on Siren FM. The song debuted at number 11 on the UK singles charts. The band's best placing single since Fluorescent Adolescent peaked at number 5 in 2007. The Arctic Monkeys became the first ever independently released group to score 5 consecutive UK number 1 albums when AM debuted at the top of the album chart. However, AM came close to having a different title. Turner explained to NME that I got this old Rickenbacker thing that we recorded a lot through, and there were no knobs and just two holes and this little black amp that became known as the New Black. It crossed my mind to call the album that. The whole album has a slightly different feel to some of their earlier work. However, Alex Turner was quoted as saying many times that he felt that it was the right place for them at that moment. We're paying tribute to the Arctic Monkeys tonight for legends on Siren FM. And here's a little bit more of AM. This is Snap Out of It. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM.
Waiting there.
And I'm getting a version of that in the studio here from Dead Rooster. However, that was Snap Out of It. Vocalist Alex Turner told NME that the band tried to work on this track with Elvis Costello's drummer Peter Thomas. He added, however, that the percussionist doesn't appear on the final edit, except he does in spirit. He said that if it hadn't been for him, we'd probably have been that tune. And he said his enthusiasm was important for the journey. Now, it's now been almost 4 years since the release of AM, and the Arctic Monkeys frontman Turner said after headlining Reading and Leeds Festival in 2014 that it seemed a perfect time to leave things for a while. And they've done just that with new music for the last few years, admitting in 2016 that they hadn't even touched on a new album yet. When will the Arctic Monkeys new album hit the radio waves? Who knows? But I hope that tonight's show has got you excited for just that. It's been a pleasure to pay tribute to one of my favourite bands this evening for Legends on Siren FM. We're here every Monday night, and there was another reason why I did this as well, because my mum actually works with one of the Arctic Monkeys' mum. So that's a little thing. My mum's...
Can you get some free stuff?
It's Jamie's mum.
Can we meet them?
I'm wanting them to do me a drop.
Yeah, we should have a support slot as well. Really, you can probably sort us that out.
Well, this is our connection to the big time.
I would love to try and sort that out, but leave it with me, lads. So I would like to give a big thank you to Dead Rooster for performing on tonight's show. Have you enjoyed yourself, lads?
It's been a pleasure, mate.
Yeah,
it's been
fun. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Hey, talk about mums. Can I say hello to my mum?
Yes, go ahead.
My sister, now then. Thanks for listening.
I see, now we're all going to look bad, but for not saying it.
Any of you guys got any shout-outs you want to do?
Yep. Girlfriend, mum, dad, sister, done.
That's up as well.
You need to say hello to your girlfriend because tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Tink, happy Valentine's Day. There you go, plug that one. That's a good present, isn't it, that? Not everyone gives you a Valentine's Day message. On
I'd also like to do a shout-out to Beeson's missus. How you doing?
Tink, how are we doing?
Hi.
We are coming towards the end of tonight's show, and if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes, or you can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on our Facebook, www.facebook.com/Siren Legends. We're going to close off tonight's show with another critical and commercial success for the Arctic Monkeys. This is Are You Mine? From me, from Dead Rooster, we would like to say good night, and join us back for the breakfast show tomorrow morning.
She's a silver light.